have to be a dress hat. And Stetson has done that. I've showed them how to do it. And then you get one of them and then show it to Dobbs or whoever it is and tell them we'll have every damn man in this country, the 90 million of them, wearing hats if they'll just help me. But I've thrown away three of them this week.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have the Hat Corporation of America match it up to people. I'll have that, and I'll have the Stetson, both of them, thank you, the equivalent, let's say, of about 25 dozen.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And I'll give them to my governors, and the most popular size is 7 1/4 and 7 3/8, but they know, I don't know, but that's what I gather. But yesterday the governor asked me for one. Hell, I'd have one on the mayor of Chicago. And I just call it my own. You know, Lehman Carter down in Fort Worth used to give every person a hat, and it got every little kid to wearing them. But once Kennedy came along, he went bareheaded all the time, so everybody goes without a hat now. And you get that Stetson one and show them generally the time, and if they don't have the word president in it, I'd put made for President Lyndon Johnson instead of just Lyndon Johnson. Because then a mayor and a governor, he likes to take it and wear it and keep it and say, look what the president gave me.
I get it. That's a wonderful idea.
Now don't you tell anybody that, but I'm just trying to help your Hatters Union like I helped you with the ties of old Petoskey.
Well, that's great. I want to tell you, Mr. President, we have been fortunate, first as Americans, now we're also fortunate as Hatters.
Well,
I really must say that this is the happiest year of my life.
Well,
I have to know you sentimentally, you know.
I had 80,000 in Indianapolis. 80,000, they said never in any time. When MacArthur came, none of them they ever have like. The Republican paper said that. And I got up there and I threw out three hats. And they just fought and knocked people down, and then they got their pictures in the paper who won them, and they're going to preserve them for the rest of their life. And Stetson got more damned advertisement than he could buy in a year, but I had to pay him $24 or something for the damned hat. Jack Valenti, just tell him to tell Jack Valenti in there. He ought to belong to your party. He just goes around recommending you and Dubinsky every day. I think you all own him. I believe you got him. I think you like Miller. I think you got him on the payroll like Miller's got on that payroll of that Feld company.
I don't know whether you saw it, but I gave an answer to Mr. Miller the other day, you know, when he made a statement. This I want you to know. It's very cute. I told it to Manny, and maybe you want to use it. Miller said that by course you were going to be your candidate of our party, and then he identified us with the ADA. He said we're working for socialism. So I told Pep Moynihan, I said, if you want to, make a suggestion of the following. The president can always say that he understands a Republican was running for mayor on the liberal line, and that a Republican was running for Congress on our line. The former president of the Bronx was running on our line. They're all Republicans, by the way. Two Court of Appeal judges got elected on our line. Have
yeah.
They all been working for socialism?
That's right. Well, that's excellent. Now, let me give you one that you ought to put out, the candidate for Congress in Indianapolis told me that they got him on Bobby Baker. They always come up and say, well, what about Bobby Baker? He said, well, I'll tell you one thing. We can't find any law he violated, the committee can't, and the FBI can't. But we do think he's improper, and we immediately fired him when we found out about it. He's one of 3 million in the government, but we fired him. But one thing we didn't do, we didn't nominate him for vice president.
That's great. That's a good line.
Now, Miller's on their payroll now and got his partner on the Congress's payroll. Now, Baker never had anybody on the Congress's payroll, and he never made but 3,000 out of his law firm, and this guy made 7,500. And so Goldwater nominates his man for vice president, and we fired ours.
That's a good line, perfect line. By the way, I want you to know the impression when you read the papers is that you're putting the country on fire in the campaign.
Oh, we just got them by, they had 250,000 yesterday in Nashville. 250,000. And the governor of Tennessee asked me for a hat yesterday. That's what he asked me for, and he wears a 7 5/8. And you tell Stetson, just send Governor Frank Clement, Nashville, Tennessee, a 7 5/8 of a Johnson special. Then you go on, get them, tell Stetson to get them down there by Tuesday when I get back into Washington, because I'll be going to about 30 more states between now and the end of it.
Right.
Now, you get a hold of Dorothy and get your friend the New York Times.
I will.
And
I want to tell you something, Mr. President. I have never seen a man running for public office so on the top of everything that's going on in the campaign the way you are.
Well,
you are like your own campaign manager. You are your own, you're directing yourself, you're the star performer, and you're doing an excellent job. So far,
well,
I don't see a single mistake. The only one I took was this morning, when I read that you are predicting, you know what I mean? It's all right for others to say that you need a big vote to win. But then the way you explained it, I know now what happened. Otherwise, I thought every single speech you made was just perfect. The one I heard during the week on TV was perfect. You know, in which you had dignity in your presentation. You had a perfect logical story. You had to make friends on every one of these statements you made in that show.
Well, we're going to make some more. Now, you go on and you get me something on this Birch outfit. And if you need to, call up Stanton. Call up Stanton and CBS and tell it. Call up Stanton at CBS and tell him you want to see that tape or you want the script.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Alex. Yes, Alex. Hello. Oh, this switchboard.
Hello?
Yes, Alex, wait a minute.
Operator flashing, sir?
I'm talking to Mr. Rose and you pulled a plug or something. I can hear him, but I can't talk to him.
One moment. Mr. Rose? Hello, Mr. Rose?
I'll be damned, boys, y'all.
Hello, Mr. Rose.
Hello.
He's on, sir. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Mr. Rose. Hello, Mr. Rose.
I can't live with this, boys. Y'all got to learn how to operate this system.
One moment. He's on there, but it's a very weak circuit. Look forward just a moment, please, sir.